Welcome back, Eye to Eye, an informative podcast that discusses a variety of issues like health, wealth, spirituality, relationships, traveling, and overall, just being happy. Hosted by yours truly, Calvin J.
Yes, yes,
so sit back, relax, and connect with us, Eye to Eye.
Yes, 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 yes. Welcome to another episode of Eye to Eye. I'm your host, Calvin J. And this week, I'm going to set the record straight. I'm going to set the record straight in regards to some guy on social media. And I'm really don't even, you know, I don't really go hard on social media. But it was this one guy, and he was just tearing down hip-hop. You know, he was talking out the side of his neck about hip hop, clearly not knowing what hip hop is about. He was saying, oh, this gangster rap is this and this gangster rap is that. What have it done to the community of yours? What have it done to the community of yours but put men in jail and perpetuate violence and, you know, have gang members going around poisoning the communities? And to a certain degree, I agree. But at the same time, you got to be very careful on your terminology in which you ranting off, right? Because it's one thing to say gangster rap is this and gangster rap is that, and to say that hip hop is this and hip hop is that. Let me give you an understanding. Let me clarify something, because he was saying that rap itself is bad. Rap is a genre. It's a style, a type of music. And he was saying hip hop. Now, before I tend to this situation, I'm going to explain the difference between hip hop and gangster rap. Okay. Hip hop isn't just a music genre, okay? Hip-hop is an artistic expression of culture, of our culture. That's what it's about. When we couldn't have certain things, we took certain things and we made lemonade out of lemons, basically, right? We couldn't be on MTV in the early 80s. They didn't even want Michael Jackson on MTV. He barely got on MTV. So they created BET. Now, folks don't understand why BET. Well, BET is the same reason why there's HBCUs. And if things were equal, then there would be no reason for a BET or for a historical black college or for clothes that is labeled for us, by us, FUBU. If everything was equal, there wouldn't be no distinction for a Black History Month. If things were equal and even and equivalent and fair, there would be no need to honor or recognize accomplishments of certain people, because it'd be recognized every day. But getting back to hip hop, okay? Hip hop is an artistic expression of culture. So hip hop isn't just the music. Music is a part. It's a creative expression. Hip hop is the way we dress. Hip hop is the way we talk, the slang in which we talk. It's the way we dance. It's the way we communicate. It's the way we choose to drink certain liquors. It's us representing where we from. It's us sharing our common bonds of struggle. It's us agreeing that cops and law enforcement ain't fair. It's us sharing that oppression. It's us sharing that racism. It's us being poor but still finding the silver lining. It's us celebrating success from failures. Hip hop is the real time evolution of Black America youth. It's a culture. So when you say, what has hip hop done? When you bash hip hop, understand that you're not just bashing a music genre, because the music genre of hip hop is rap. But when you say something about hip hop, you're bashing a culture. You're bashing a group of people that live and think a certain way. And let me make this clear. Hip hop is not bad. Now, there has been descendants, branches of hip hop, like gangsta rap, that have been more of a aggressive and rebellious and more of an outspoken form of hip hop. In the hood, it ain't just one thing. You got different expressions. You got people that graffiti, tagging, right? You got people that break dance. You got girls on the block that jump rope. You got guys over on the corner playing basketball. There's different types of creative expression in the urban youth. So it ain't just gangster rap. It's guys like Common. It's guys like the Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. It's guys like Talib Kweli, A Trap Called Quest, Kumo D, Heavy D, KRS-One, LL Cool J. These are the guys that are part of the pioneering of hip hop, real true hip hop, real lyricists. And as time goes on, you're going to have all types of branches of that expression. And one of those expressions was gangster rap that originated on the West Coast. N.W.A., Ice Cube, Snoop Dogg. Then once we took heed to that and we had a connection, it would resonate with people in the Midwest. You had Twista, Bone Thugs, and those guys. So while we all in the urban community celebrated hip hop, certain people in the streets could connect to gangster rap. And gangster rap is really just our news. It's the news in which we can share to each other, because we can't depend on the public mass media news, the newspapers and ABC and MSNBC and CNN. We are the CNN for each other. When we hear Ice Cube or NWA or Snoop Dogg explaining what's going on in the streets, when we can relate to their treatment from their cops, when we see Rodney King being beat and we see that in our hood in Chicago and we can relate to that, that's the instant bond. So sure, gangster rap is a branch of hip hop, but nonetheless, unfortunately, it's something that we could relate to. This is what America did to us. Thug, they got an acronym for thug. The acronym for thug, THUG, is the hate you give. So if you could relate hip hop to Martin Luther King, Malcolm X would be gangster rap. While hip hop would be more of a non-violent passive, the gangster rap would be more the by any means necessary. It'd be the militant, bare arms type of approach. And as I said, hip hop is beautiful. Hip hop is the way we talk, think, act, and communicate. So when people out there are bashing hip hop, understand what you're bashing. So if you want to say that the branch of hip hop that's called gangster rap has been negative and it had a negative effect on the people in the community, that's fine. I can't argue with that. I mean, I could, but for the most part, that's your opinion. And I can probably agree with that. Absolutely. If there's things that these young kids out here are listening to and it's not healthy, it's not positive, it can have an effect on them. But then again, that's the same kind of effect that the gun laws have on suburbia kids. When they playing certain video games, when they listening to certain hard rock, hard metal, you know, music, and if they go decide to get a automatic, semi-automatic gun and shoot up a school, we're not seeing anybody say, oh, it's the music, oh, it's the video games. Some of the biggest terrorists aren't foreigners. Some of the biggest terrorists in this country are domestic terrorists, kids going around shooting up their own schools, innocent kids being shot at. You go to a concert, people being sprayed for no reason. No one's blaming the music. No one's blaming the gun laws. They haven't got tougher on the gun laws. But when it comes to hip hop, people want to blame gangster rap. So I'll personally hold gangster rap accountable for the negative things in the ghetto if we all can come together and say, you know what, the reason why these domestic terrorists is shooting up these schools and shooting up the concerts is because of the video games they're playing. Let's try to put a hold. Let's try to monitor these video games. Let's try to monitor these rock bands, heavy metal, that's having these kids not only kill each other but commit suicide. So you're gonna go and blame, like, you know, do it the right way, be real with it, man. I love hip-hop. I love hip-hop with a passion, because hip-hop has been so close to expressing my identity. You know, hip hop is everywhere. American culture is hip hop. Everyone wants to be hip hop. Everything is hip hop. Hip hop is smart marketing. Hip hop is in American suburbia. If you're not hip hop, you're not cool, seems like. You can go to any American sports venue, and during a break, a timeout, or a halftime show, you're going to hear some form of hip hop. We would go to Notre Dame University football, and the students, now we're talking conservative Christian student section, shouting hip hop songs, hip hop rants. And those same people, their parents, their grandparents, were so sure that hip hop would come and go. It would be a thing of the past. Well, I guess they were wrong. Hip hop is the rebellion against conformity. Hip hop is the expression against oppression. I think when people are outside and they're protesting against anything, that's hip hop. So America needs to thank the hip hop community for being so strong, for being so aggressive, so assertive, and for being the guinea pigs to set the standard, to set the trend for what it means to be a culture, a people that in the face of oppression and hate, they still stand, and they stand with confidence, and they stand with swag. And if you can't beat them, join them. America's grandkids are hip hop. So America has no choice but to be hip hop. And that's hip.